The criminal network Moriarty had it was vast. Its roots were everywhere like a cancer, so we came up with a plan. Mycroft fed Moriarty information about me. Moriarty, in turn, gave us hints, just hints, as to the extent of his web. We let him go, because it was important to let him believe he had the upper hand. And then I sat back and watched Moriarty destroy my reputation bit by bit. I had to make him believe he'd beaten me, after he defeated me, and then he'd show his hand. There were 13 likely scenarios once we were up on that roof. Each of them were rigorously worked out and given a code name. It wasn't just my reputation that Moriarty needed to bury. I had to die.
Shut up! You can have me arrested. You can torture me. You can do anything you like with me. But nothing's going to prevent them from pulling the trigger. Your only three friends in the world will die. Unless
I kill myself to complete your story.
You got to admit, that's sexier.
But the one thing I didn't anticipate was just how far Moriarty was prepared to go. I suppose that was obvious given our first meeting at the swimming pool. His death wish. I knew I didn't have long. I contacted my brother, set the wheels in motion. And then everyone got to work.